Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And in today's program, we're going to continue talking about Canada. We began talking about Canada last time. We were talking about touring Canada by rail. You can probably get a pretty good deal on a train ride across Canada. You probably have to talk to your travel agent about that. But there are other ways to see Canada as well. We kind of touched on everything, mostly with the outdoors, because Canada is a huge country with lots of national parks and lots of diverse landscapes and things like that. But I think today we're going to be focusing more on the cities, like Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal. Of course, the cities offer all sorts of things to check out as well.
Cool. I know that they have a Stanley Park in Vancouver, but they have a Stanley Park in Hong Kong. Have you been there for shopping?
Oh, yeah, I guess I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure exactly where
that is. Oh, it's fun. It's just, you know, it's kind of like an outdoor market. I enjoy shopping, so I'm going to read today's lesson, and then we'll be back to talk about some of the cities and what city life has to offer. The best starting point for a Canadian tour is Vancouver, British Columbia, a bustling city nestled at the base of the Coast Mountains. Arguably, Vancouver's best feature is its easy access to nature. Stanley Park is adjacent to the downtown area, so it's a great place to relax after a long day of shopping. Just south of downtown is Granville Island, home to a year-round market humming with the activity of local vendors. No trip to Vancouver is complete without a day trip to nearby Whistler either. From mountain biking to skiing and snowboarding, this beautiful mountain village is a paradise for adventure enthusiasts. Another must-see city is Toronto, Ontario. Canada's largest city, Toronto boasts a wealth of activities for visitors. For a bird's-eye view of this city, ride a glass elevator 346 meters into the sky at the CN Tower. Next, enjoy Toronto's vibrant art scene by watching some world-class theater or visiting some of the many galleries. Finally, take a short bus ride south to Niagara Falls for an impressive up-close view of Canada's huge Horseshoe Falls. Next up is Montreal, Quebec, where visitors can dig into Canada's beloved national dish, poutine, a delicious concoction of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. To satisfy your sweet tooth, be sure to also check out Quebec's renowned sugar maple farms if you're there in spring. Finally, visitors to Halifax, Nova Scotia will delight in the city's down-home feel, fresh seafood, and friendly people. Though small in size, Halifax is huge in history and charm. With so many different cities and landscapes at your fingertips, why not start planning an epic Canadian journey today?
Okay, everybody, let's continue our exquisite expedition to Canada. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. So we're going to Canada, and last time again we were talking about taking a train trip, and we also touched on going to that national park in Quebec. So here, the best starting point of a Canadian tour is Vancouver, British Columbia, a bustling city nestled at the base of the Coast Mountains. So, of course, if you're coming from Taiwan, you're likely going to first fly into Vancouver on the west coast of Canada in the province of British Columbia. What is Vancouver? How do we describe it? Well, it's a bustling city. If it's bustling, that means there's a lot of activity. It's very renao, as you say in Chinese.
Yeah.
It's energetic. It's noisy. People are all over the place. You'll think it's a really cool place. And, of course, there'll be people walking all over the place. So, yes, indeed, it's nestled at the base of the Coast Mountains. So, of course, you can get some really nice postcards of the skyline with the Canadian mountains in the background. It's probably really, really beautiful there because it's nestled there, just kind of settled in a location there between the ocean and the mountains.
Yeah, we often use that word when we're talking about mountains in particular. It's kind of a nice, gives you this cozy, warm feeling, you know. Maybe a bird is nestled next to his mom, you know, as he's born, something like that. So it's a sweet word. The next sentence starts out with the word arguably. If you argue with somebody, usually you think of that as sort of an angry word, right? Ooh, they're arguing. Ooh. But not here. Arguably means you can debate something. You have good reasons why you believe something is true. Somebody else probably has reasons why it's not true, but you can debate it. You can talk about it. And they think they have a pretty good argument here that Vancouver's best feature is its easy access to nature. I love Vancouver because it's on my side of the United States, on the west, and it's also gorgeous and green and cool. And when you grow up in the desert, you want to go somewhere where it's green and cool for vacation. If you have easy access to something, it means it's easy to get to. And it's easy to get to nature if you head on over to Vancouver.
That's right. And don't confuse Vancouver City with Vancouver Island. They are different things. But in any case here, you can get access to nature there. For example, Stanley Park is adjacent to the downtown area, which means it's right next to it or parallel to it. So it's a great place to relax after a long day of shopping. So walk along downtown there, do some shopping there, get tired, put all your bags back at your hotel, and then go for a stroll in Stanley Park, because it's so close to the downtown area. And just south of downtown is Granville Island, home to a year-round market humming with the activity of local vendors. So this is an area of Vancouver called Granville Island. It has a year-round market. So the market is open all year round, of course, during the hot summer and during the bitter cold winter. Of course, you're going to have lots of choices there because lots of vendors or people who sell things, they're going to be there selling various things, and you can buy all sorts of souvenirs there.
Cool. That sounds fun. We love those outdoor markets, especially if it's in a pretty place. So if you're saying something's humming with the activity of something, it's just a sound that you hear when there are a lot of people talking, like that. So you can go there and check out the local vendors. It's probably a place where they have a lot of items for tourists. If you're interested in picking something up to take home and show to others, we have a lot of vendors in Taiwan, especially in your night markets or on the sidewalks. You know, they'll be selling things. Those are vendors. So that's a fun thing to do. No trip to Vancouver is complete without a day trip to nearby Whistler either. Whistler, to me, is famous for its ski resorts, its slopes. They have beautiful mountains there, and it's beautiful in the winter. But I can imagine in the summer it's gorgeous, too. Just because it's a ski resort doesn't mean there aren't things to do in the summer. There are. From mountain biking, which you can do in the summer, to skiing and snowboarding, that's in the winter. This beautiful mountain village is a paradise for adventure enthusiasts. If you're an enthusiast for something, you're a fan of something, you really enjoy it. I'm a baseball enthusiast. I'm a musical theater enthusiast. I love musicals. And if you're into snowboarding, it's a little different from skiing. It's a little easier from what I hear from friends. I have snow skied. I've water skied. I've never snowboarded before. It's kind of not for me. I like the skiing with the two skis that you ski on. Snowboard is just one board, and you kind of boogie on down the mountain. Have you gone before, Tom?
I've gone regular skiing before, but not snowboarding. But yeah, it makes sense. I've gone water skiing before. And if you water ski on two skis, it's a lot harder than water skiing on one ski.
Which is slalom.
Which is slalom, right. So snowboarding is probably similar to that. So it's probably easier and maybe even more fun. Who knows? But you got to go there during the winter to experience snowboarding.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
If you go there in the summer, well, you know, they keep activities with hiking and mountain biking and stuff like that. You'll still have a great time there. It's a paradise for adventure enthusiasts if you're into those sorts of things.
Nice.
Now, let's go way out east here to the province of Ontario and the big city of Toronto, which is a city that a lot of Americans think is the capital of Canada, but of course it isn't. All of our listeners here are smart enough to know what the capital of Canada is, so I don't need to mention it here. But in any case, another must-see city is Toronto, Ontario. Canada's largest city, Toronto, boasts a wealth of activities for visitors. To boast means that you have this sort of thing, and you can say you have it, and it's quite impressive. Usually, boasting means you talk with a lot of pride. Oh, I'm so rich. I own so many houses. I have a private helicopter, and I go to Paris, France all the time. Boy, am I a really special person. That's boasting, or bragging is similar. Yeah. But in this particular case, boasting has a different kind of meaning. It just means that you have this thing, and it is a source of pride.
Yeah, I could say that Taiwan boasts the best tasting beef noodle soup in the world. So we often use that verb when we're talking about a city having something that's attractive to tourists. So you can use that if you're talking about your own hometown and you want to brag about something that you guys have. Each place has something unique and wonderful. So for a bird's eye view of the city, you're going to ride in a glass elevator. Oh, that sounds fun. So a bird's eye view, picture a bird high up in the sky. That bird's looking down. He can see everything. So you're up high and you get a nice view when you're really high. I still have not gone on the Malcolm gondola, but I did, but it was at night. I would like to go during the day, just to get a better view. But yeah, it's nice if you can get up really high and then look down on everything. It's quite a different view than looking around or looking up.
Yeah, I think the CN Tower used to be the world's tallest freestanding structure. I don't think it is anymore. There are probably about 100 such structures in China now that are taller than the CN Tower. But it's still quite impressive to get that bird's eye view of Toronto and nearby Lake Ontario. Now, next, enjoy Toronto's vibrant arts scene by watching some world-class theater or visiting some of the many galleries. So, yes, indeed, it has a vibrant or very active, very lively arts scene with lots of galleries and stuff like that and performances or whatever. You can watch some world-class theater. Maybe the Shakespeare Festival takes place there. Who knows? And, of course, you can go to lots of art galleries there. A gallery, of course, is kind of like a small art museum, but to me, a gallery is a place where you can look at art and you can also purchase it.
Yeah, they want you to buy art at the galleries. Yeah, and like a museum that you can't touch or buy any of those pieces, but if you go to a gallery, they're definitely excited to have you buy something. Who wouldn't be if you're an artist? Right now, guys, we are going to listen to another artist with words. That's our Chinese teacher, not our English teacher. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天文章的第一个句子。The best starting point of a Canadian tour is Vancouver, British Columbia.A bustling city nestled at the base of the coast mountains. 在这里提到呢最佳的起点 the best starting point. 如果要开始加拿大之旅呢最好是从 Vancouver, 温哥华这个地方开始。它是一个 bustling city. Bustling指的就是非常活跃的、熙攘的意思。其实它是来自于 bustle, B-U-S-T-L-E, 当作动词也就是有忙碌的意思，也可以用来当作名词哦。我们常常说 hustle and bustle, 也就是有熙熙攘攘、忙碌的样子。I like the hustle and bustle of Taipei, 代表着就是我喜欢台北的熙熙攘攘的景象。而 Vancouver 它就位于呢这个 Coast Mountains 是海岸山脉的底部，里面有很多的景点，这里提到了 Stanley Park 史丹利公园，但是我们接着要看的是在第一段中间提到 Just south of downtown is Granville IslandHome to a year-round market, humming with the activity of local vendors. 这个地方呢叫做格兰佛岛，它呢是有很多的这个呢全年无休的市集，我们叫做 a year-round market. 而 to hum with, 本来 hum 这个字呢是像蜜蜂一样发出嗡嗡的声音，但是在这里是有忙碌活跃的意思。 所以如果你说办公室里一片忙碌，你就可以说 The office is humming with activity。而在这里呢，则是 humming with the activity of local vendors， 还是有很多当地摊贩的活动，而因此热闹繁忙。后面的句子提到 No trip to Vancouver is complete without a day trip to nearby Whistler either。在这里要特别注意到，这有个 no， 后面有个 without， 所以呢，没有一趟去温哥华的旅程是完整的，如果你没有去一趟呢，这惠斯勒这个地方。 complete 则是有完整、完成的意思。第二段介绍的呢，是安大略省的 Toronto， 多伦多。在第二个句子提到 Canada's largest city, Toronto, boasts a wealth of activities for visitors. 它作为加拿大最大的城市，它则是以提供游客有许多的活动而自豪。特别注意的是 boast 在这里不解释成为吹嘘的意思，而是解释成为以拥有什么东西而自豪。举例来说，我们学校的图书馆呢，以藏有好多的珍本书而自豪。 Our school library boasts quite a few rare books。 而这个地方则是有很多的活动， A wealth of 就是代表大量的、丰富的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about some of the places in Canada that if you get a chance to see, you're never going to regret it. We've been talking about Vancouver in British Columbia and also some of the parks there, Granville Island. If you get a chance to go to Vancouver, it's beautiful. And if you do, you're very close to Whistler. It's a day trip to nearby Whistler. That's the place that I would really encourage people to try to get to. It's known for its ski resorts, but in the summer, it's equally as beautiful. So you don't have to ski to enjoy that particular mountain village. When we left you, we were talking about a must-see city, and that's Toronto. That's the one I'm most familiar with. I lived in Rochester, New York, which is just across the border from Toronto. I think it took me about 2 hours, an hour and a half, I can't remember, to drive to Toronto from Rochester, New York. And I loved it there. It was very beautiful, but it was also, it felt more like a homey big town. It doesn't feel like New York City, which I lived in for a while. Lots of different groups of people, lots of different ethnicities, lots of different food. It's beautiful. And one of the best things you can do that's very close to Toronto is going to a Shakespeare festival called Stratford-on-Avon, which is also a festival in England. That was in England originally, but the one in Canada is terrific.
Indeed. So you're in Toronto now, and I've heard people say that Toronto is the most ethnically diverse city in North America. That's their claim. And I'm sure there are lots of things to enjoy there if you like different kinds of food from different cultures and ethnicities and stuff like that. Mm.And we talked about the theater and the art galleries. Finally, take a short bus ride south to Niagara Falls for an impressive up-close view of Canada's huge Horseshoe Falls. Now, Niagara Falls, of course, is divided between the American side, the American Falls, and the Canadian side, which is Horseshoe Falls. And the Horseshoe Falls are like a horseshoe. They're kind of like a U there. And they're much more impressive than the American Falls, and most people want to check out Horseshoe Falls.For all sorts of activities there. You can take an adventure behind the falls. You can go down there in tunnels and see what the falls are like from behind. Ooh. Or you can take a boat trip down to the falls or something like that. It's all pretty impressive. And, of course, there's a little town next to the falls there where you can buy all sorts of treats and souvenirs and stuff like that. It's a great day trip from Toronto.
Have you been on a boat at
No, I went to the Journey Behind the Falls
thing. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, that'd be fun.
You can take an elevator down and then you wear a raincoat and you're down there in a tunnel behind the falls. It's really loud. It's quite impressive there.
It's loud there, even just parking your car and getting over there. We did take a boat ride. You have to prepare to get wet, guys. So if you go in the summer, even though it's summer, you're going to get soaking wet. And some of those days can be a little cool. Mostly it was, when I went, it was very nice. I remember, but I was soaking wet, even with a raincoat. Mm. All of the, you know, the mist from the falls are coming over on you.
It's quite impressive. It's quite wonderful. Loud. You're hearing the entire sound of the Great Lakes there. So check it out. And okay, we're done with Toronto now. So let's go to Montreal, or Montréal, as they say in French there. It's in the province of Quebec, where visitors can dig into Canada's beloved national dish, poutine. I hope I said that correctly. If you dig in or dig into something, that means you really enjoy eating something. It's beloved. You could also pronounce this word as beloved, but beloved is the more common pronunciation, at least for me. Mm-hmm. And it's the national dish of Canada, poutine. There are other treats that you can enjoy in Canada as well. But what is poutine? Well, it's a delicious concoction, or a mixture, I guess you could say, of French fries, French fried potatoes, cheese curd, which is a kind of cheese, basically the basic form of cheese, and then gravy. It sounds very fattening. It sounds like something that diabetics should steer clear of, but what the heck? If you're in Canada, you want to enjoy their national food, knock yourself out.
So you can use dig in just as a phrase, a command to someone. If you serve somebody and everybody's trying to be polite, you know, no one's starting to eat their food yet, you can say, hey, dig in. But, of course, if you're digging into something, you need that, too, in front of what you're digging into. So, oh, it sounds delicious. Someone on a cooking show said that the history behind poutine is that there were leftovers from a dinner, and someone just kind of threw them together, and they went, oh, this is good. And it is a very popular snack food. It's not healthy by any stretch of the imagination, but it is supposed to be quite delicious. I haven't had it yet. I would sure love to try it because I like all three of those ingredients. Now, to satisfy your sweet tooth, be sure to also check out Quebec's renowned or very famous sugar maple farms if you're there in spring. When I went to Toronto the first time, of course, because I was just a tourist, it was my first time there, and I wanted to, you know, see all the tourist spots, I picked up a bottle of genuine maple syrup. We do have maple trees in the States, in a state called Vermont in particular. I remember I bought a bottle there, but they're very famous in this part of Canada. The maple syrup is something we put on the top of pancakes. Pancakes are available in Taiwan, and they have them at McDonald's in the morning.
Indeed, but I grew up eating pancakes and waffles and French toast, putting syrup on those, and I thought it was maple syrup, but it turned out American brands like Aunt Jemima.
Log Cabin.
Or Log Cabin.
My favorite.
Are made mostly of high fructose corn syrup.
It's just sugar
there
water.
There probably isn't one drop of real maple syrup in there.
There's flavoring.
Just the flavoring, right? So don't be fooled. Get the real stuff from Canada there, from Quebec.
Well, here in Taiwan, Tom, let me tell you, at some of the import grocery stores, you can get genuine maple syrup. It's not cheap, but it's worth it.
It is tasty as heck. But if you're there, you can check out those farms in the spring, the sugar maple farms. And then finally, visitors to Halifax, Nova Scotia will delight in the city's down-home feel, fresh seafood, and friendly people. So this is another province in Canada going further east out to Nova Scotia, and the city there is Halifax, which is in Nova Scotia. Actually, I think there's a cemetery in Halifax where some of the dead people from the Titanic sinking are buried.
Wow, yeah.
I think if you're into that sort of thing, you can check out some of the graves there in Halifax. But if you're not into such morbid things, you can delight in the down-home feel of Halifax. Halifax. It's a kind of a small little city. It's cosmopolitan, but still it has a down-home feel like a small town. They've got plenty of fresh seafood there, and the people there are really friendly.
Though small in size, Halifax is huge in history and charm. Anytime you see history and charm describing a city, that's a place that, you probably want to go check out. Nowadays, we're losing a lot of our historical buildings and parts of our old cities that in the past were quite charming. We're getting too modern these days.
Developers are taking over, tearing stuff down and putting up these 20-story apartment blocks. Please stop doing that.
I like old buildings. So that's a place where you can go and see some really cool things. And it's very small. And the folks up there are genuinely so friendly and nice. I would say they're as nice as the people in Taiwan. We have nice people here as well.With so many different cities and landscapes at your fingertips, which just means it's very convenient, very close, why not start planning an epic Canadian journey today? If it's epic, it's like, wow, the biggest, best ever. But it could be, actually. It's a lot of fun, especially if you're into adventure.
Into adventure and checking out cities and all sorts of stuff, Canada has just what you're looking for. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到在第三段的一纲开始提到 Next up is Montreal, Quebec, where visitors can dig into Canada's beloved national dish,Poutine, a delicious concoction of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. 在这里讲到 next up, 也就是下一个要去的地方呢是蒙特楼。在这里它是位于魁北克省。然后我们补充说明 where, 要特别注意哦 ,where 后面接的是完整的句子。在这个地方呢游客可以dig into Canada's beloved national dish. 它可以大快朵颐加拿大非常受到喜爱的国民料理。这东西叫做 poutine, 也就是一种起司烧肉汁马铃薯条。听起来是不是就很棒呢？它是一个 delicious concoction, 是一种混合物包含了这些东西。而这里的 dig into 呢，也就是代表有津津有味的去吃什么东西的意思。接着我们来看到这一段的最后一句 With so many different cities and landscapes at your fingertips, why not start planning an epic Canadian journey today?With 代表的是有，拥有这么多不同的城市跟 landscapes, 风景可以供你选择，你为什么不今天就开始规划一趟壮丽的加拿大之旅呢？我们来看几个特别的片语，我们讲到 fingertips,本来指的是指尖，所以 have something at one's fingertip, 就代表呢这个东西是非常容易取得的。如果你说 with a 24-hour phone service, you have quality customer care at your fingertips. 那么呢，一天24小时的电话服务，其实呢，你就可以得到高品质的顾客的照顾咯。后面还有一个形容词叫做 epic。epic 在这里当作形容词是有英雄的壮丽的意思。我们说啊 ,1969 年的登月的事件呢就是一项壮举。你就可以说 The landing on the moon in 1969 was an epic achievement. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and do enjoy your adventure to Canada. You will have the experience of a lifetime. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.